Vasquez beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net! Mamma mia! Lionel! Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Elber Feliz! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from King's Court in Edo. This is Soccer Matters. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From King's Court, here's Glenn Davis.
903 Hutchins, it's King's Court. In a little while, if you're out and about on the town, you're out in your car, drop in. We've got Kevin Garcia now lined up here for an interview. The Dynamo defender, you saw him play as a center back and a right back last year. Before we get to Kevin, just a reminder here, it's 903 Hutchins. You're driving around town, come on in. We're going to give some tickets away to the Dynamo opener against Real Salt Lake. King's Court is a great spot to go before games. El Batallón's here. We've had supporters groups in here today watching international soccer. I don't know how they get out of work all the time, but somehow they pull it off and these bars are packed. It's a big one. The Dynamo also have advanced to the CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals. And on Tuesday, it'll get even more real because it's Tigres of Monterrey, Mexico. Our town is filled with Tigres fans as well. So I'm thinking that's going to be packed on Tuesday night. But first things first, Real Salt Lake. Joining us now is Houston Dynamo defender Kevin Garcia. Kevin, thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me, Glenn.
I appreciate you being here. And we've requested you on occasion. You come in all the time. So how do you like doing media? Is it fun? How do you view it? Because you just heard me talking to Matt Jordan about how important these platforms are for professional players and to promote your team.
Yeah, exactly. I think every player has a different story. And I think it's important for us to kind of interact with the fans and get them to know our backstory. So every opportunity I have to interact with media, with fans, I'm more than welcome to do it.
By the way, you played at Villanova, huh?
Yeah, 4 years. I graduated in 2012.
Philly guys are tough down there, yeah. Right? Had some good success with their NCAA basketball team, too.
Yeah,
huh?
There was a lot of rivalry going on when we played Philly Union because the head coach, Jim Curtin, was the volunteer assistant when I was at Nova, and BJ Callahan, the assistant coach for Philly Union, was my assistant coach at Villanova, so there's some familiarity there, and we were kind of bantering back and forth.
So that Open Cup win was nice then.
Oh, that was surreal.
Over
the
Union.
Nothing like it, yeah.
Yeah, which got you into the CONCACAF Champions League. So how about your thoughts from these first two games in CONCACAF? I mean, obviously you guys are still in preseason. You're not expected to be at your best, but you still have to navigate, win what's in front of you to advance in this tournament when you're not fully fit. And when I say not fully fit, you know, you don't want to be at this point, quite frankly.
Right, exactly. So I think getting sharp as the season goes on is going to come naturally. The first 2 months or so, we're working on our sharpness. We're getting our fitness back, and we're learning each other's new tendencies with new players. We're interacting new players with the old players and just getting a feel for how we're going to buy in together as a team into our new system. And I think regardless of what happened the last two games, we ended it with two wins, and we're moving on to the next round. And we need to focus going into this league. Now we have to balance the MLS and also with CONCACAF because there are two competitions that we want to do well in this year. And then later on in the year, we have U.S. Open Cup, so it's important to kind of use our depth this year. And we've strengthened our team from every single line this year, so I think it's going to be important for us to all step up.
All right, so that's the common theme. Everybody says this is a deeper roster. We've strengthened certain areas. Matt Jordan was just on saying, look, we've got two players in every position right now. So for you personally now, this becomes highly even more competitive. How do you feel that? Do you feel that now the environment is more competitive on a daily basis?
Yeah, we feel that every day, and that's what I love about it is everyone wants to be on the field. There's no one feeling sorry for one another, and it breeds a level of competition that you want to thrive in, that you want to push each other, and you know no one's going to be given that position. You have to earn it, and I'm still fighting for my spot. I mean, I wanna play every game this year, and I'm going to continue to push the guy in front of me because of, you know, if he slacks off, then I'm going to take his position.
What else is different this year as opposed to last year with obviously new personnel, guys like Chris Duval coming in, guys like Tommy McNamara? What else? You know, how does the dynamic of maybe a locker room change with different personnel?
Right. I mean, with Wilmer and we have our old guys coming in, it's kind of, you know, helping them transition to our new culture, have them, you know, interact with our guys. Our locker room is, you know, half international and half domestic. So it's important for me to help bridge that gap because I am bilingual. My family is from Colombia, and I'm able to kind of, you know, bring the domestic players and the international players together and, you know, kind of interact and identify themselves within our culture. And I think that early on we're developing this trust within our team and this chemistry that we're going to need to rely on in this long season, because last year, you know, we've had it was a very long season with injuries and we had a lot of adversity to face. So we have to make sure we establish that early on so that this year we won't have the same issue.
Being flexible in this league, obviously you guys are capable of getting into a couple systems. We talked with Matt Jordan about that as well. Tactical flexibility is important, and it seems like MLS becomes every year more of, quote-unquote, a tactical game.
Yeah, it's become a chess game.
Which is a great thing, I think.
Yeah, exactly, and we work on tactics every single week. I mean, we'll be in the film room working on our opponent or our previous games, making sure that we're working out the kinks in our pressuring or in our offensive style, defensive style. So tactics is a big part of the game, and you can't live without it today.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the defending aspect, because in the offseason, the big story was, look, this team has to be balanced, and it has to defend better, and it has to play better without the ball. We certainly know it's potent going forward. Signings have been made, Matias Vera, Kiki Struna at the back. What else has been emphasized to make this a team that's harder to score goals on? And look, you got two shutouts in two games.
Yeah.
However you got them, you got them. That's positive to build off.
I think comfortability with the players around you, getting to know their tendencies, making sure we're communicating much better, and make sure that everyone's being held accountable. I mean, we can't emphasize that enough. We need to hold each other accountable and making sure that, you know, we're striving to keep a shot at every single game, because every single time they score on us, as a defense, that makes us look bad. And for me, I pride myself on shutouts, and we want to make sure that we shut out every team we come into face with.
He's Kevin Garcia, Dynamo defender, joining us here in studio. You played a little bit overseas. I heard you played. Yeah. Was it Galway United?
Galway United.
All right. So back in the 80s, I played against Northern Irish teams, Linfield and Glentoran. One was totally Catholic, and the other was totally Protestant. So you were in the Republic of Ireland, though. What was that experience like for you?
That was a pretty cool experience. I mean, I lived in Galway. It was a beautiful city. I mean, I never visited Ireland in my life before. And, you know, I hit the ground running. I mean, the conditions were very different than what I was accustomed to. You'll be training at 9 in the morning, and there will be a hailstorm going on. And it's just something that you don't really get used to. But it's windy and rainy, and it's a very blue-collar league, very physical. And you know,
I learned tough players, tough people, right?
Gritty players with something to prove every single game, and they don't shy away from any tackle. So you have to be smart in that league. You have to be physical, and it really develops a sort of mental and physical toughness that that I've been able to use in my game.
Yeah, the tackle might be more coveted than a lot of things over there in Ireland, right?
Exactly.
You have to be a tough guy to be over in Ireland playing in their division.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about RSL. How about some thoughts on them from last year? Obviously, they got some attacking talent. A guy that's looked pretty good in preseason, Jefferson, the Venezuelan.
Yeah.
Jefferson Savarino, of course, Damir Krylak, Albert Rusnak. Rusnak, I think, is a Slovakian international.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some real weapons, and they got a lot of youth to go along with it, right?
Yeah, they have some very talented players and a group that's been playing together for a while. I mean, they came to our place last year, and they outplayed us, to be frank. So we want to make sure that we meet them this year and we make it a good match. I mean, we're preparing for them right now. We know that they've been together, they've been playing for a while, but we're scheming against them as well. I mean, they're tactically, they're very sound, and they transition very well offensively. So we've been preparing and learning how to kind of stifle their attack a little bit.
Yeah, they can break out when they need to, right?
Yeah, and they're very one of the best teams in transition. So it's a theme you see under Petke, and they have a really talented team, so we have to respect them but not fear them.
He's Kevin Garcia. We're down here, 903 Hutchins at Kings Court. You know, I look at this league, and I'm just amazed every time I walk in that stadium because, you know, we played in NFL stadiums or high school stadiums. And do you ever pinch yourself and just say, you know, are you accustomed to this now? Or do you sometimes just go, you know, this is pretty remarkable going into places where the sport is just thriving. There's buildings built for it. There's infrastructure. There's staffs. Yeah. There's all these things that really weren't around for previous generations.
Yeah. I mean, early on, I wasn't as accustomed to it, and my nerves were definitely so. I definitely felt it in my nerves. I was pretty nervous early on. But, I mean, that's with every game. Like, even before a game, the first 5 minutes, you're going to be nervous the first couple of minutes. And once you start doing what you're normally accustomed to doing, that all that just goes away. And with more games and more experience, more minutes, that just becomes, you know, second nature. You're okay with all that. Like, playing in front of 40,000 fans, 35,000 fans in front of Seattle, you just kind of forget the fans are there, and you just kind of play your game and trust your instincts.
So here's the thing. When you walked in, I was telling you that I was going to tell a story about you. So I do a lot with pediatric cancer in the Texas Children's Hospital, and mm-hmm. somebody from the Woodlands branch of Texas Children's contacted me and told me a absolutely wonderful story about you. And this is, where you had met a patient there, and then they showed up at the game, and you did some remarkable things. And I just want to – I know – I can tell the type of person you are, that you care about people, and especially kids, I'm sure. But it was wonderful to hear that story, and my respect for you has gone up even more now. So you might want to tell it.
Yeah. So I think it was through Jessica.
Yes.
Is it Jessica Shannon? Yeah, she's one of our season ticket holders, and – we actually met Jessica at one of our Dynamo games. I didn't make the squad from one of the games, and my fiance and I were sitting in, I guess, the season ticket holder section, and Jessica Shannon was there, and she had recognized me, and I noticed her looking at me, and then she just blurted out, are you Kevin Garcia? And I was like, yeah, how's it going? And then we just hit it off and started talking, and she invited me out to Texas Children's, and at the end of the season, I brought like three or four guys with me, and we just had a blast. We were kicking soccer with the, we were playing soccer with the kids. We were telling jokes. We were drawings, and we exchange Instagrams, and we would follow the kids on Instagram. And some of the parents reached out to me to see if I can make a video for the kids and to kind of help celebrate their milestone of being free of cancer. And you know, anything we can to help the community and help these kids out, we gladly welcome it, and we want to help out because we want to be involved in our community. We are all Houston here. We're Houston strong, so anything we can do to give back, gladly we'll do it.
I love it, and that's coming from a guy from Philadelphia, spent some time in Villanova. You know what? It is a city of brotherly love. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for coming on. That's a wonderful story. On and off the field, do it, and best of luck against Real Salt Lake, and thanks for taking the time to come in here
thank
tonight.
Thank you for having me, Glenn.
All right, that's Kevin Garcia. We appreciate him making his way down here tonight. And again, the Dynamo in action on Saturday. Staying on the theme of pediatric cancer, March 17th, Cyfair Dynamo's youth soccer club up in Dias Park. It's a great friend of mine, Olivier Finidori, a former professional soccer player indoors with the Houston Hotshots here. We have a clinic, 3:30 to 5:30. You sign up at cccfund.org. It's only $50. All of it goes back to the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, and it does benefit Texas Children's Hospital and pediatric cancer research. $50, join it at cccfund.org. It's a 2.5-hour clinic, and who knows, maybe I can convince Kevin Garcia to show up there. All right, we'll take a break. More to come here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5 from Kings Court down in Edo. Supersonic man out of you.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from King's Court in Edo. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From King's Court, here's Glenn Davis.
Azpilicueta, down the line to Pedro. Alderweireld over again, and he's beaten him. Pedro scores!
So that was Pedro today. Chelsea coming back, a 2-0 victory. They do it after the controversy of the weekend's Carabao Cup final, which they lost on penalty kicks to Manchester City. We're going to get into that a little bit because there was an incident in that game that I want to get the opinion of the gentleman who just sat down next to me. He's from the Blitz. He is Fred Fowler. He joins us now. Fred, in the neighborhood, I see you walking to the door here. Are you feeling sympathy for Soccer Matters, or you just wanted to get out of the house tonight?
I'd show a little support for you, man. It's like an eight-minute walk for me. So, you know, I've always tried to – I'm never going to be a rabid soccer guy because I didn't grow up with it. But I've always tried to – I realize that there's a huge market. I realize that – and you've always been so passionate about it. And we were talking earlier about our days back at the Chronicle, some of the things we were doing. And, you know, so I have a healthy respect for soccer, as you know, and I learn a lot from you. And I love this place. We've been here several times and like to come in when there's a big international match going, and I love watching people get into it, and I learn from people that way.
Yeah, it's fun. So if you and I said, let's take basketball, for instance. Let's come up with some commonalities between basketball and soccer. So I'll start with the common give and go. That works in soccer and it works in basketball.
It does. You know, I think the better comparison for me is hockey.
Yes.
Because if you watch, and that's one.
But I'm saying all these sports, you can find something.
Yeah.
Maybe not the NFL and baseball quite as much.
Even that, I think, you know, baseball is kind of its own thing. But I do think there's some similarities to the NFL. But yeah, I'm a huge hockey guy, and I love watching games. And there's so many plays that are similar to soccer. And sure. I also think both those sports are better in person. And that, I think, is the one thing that has maybe stalled soccer a little bit in the States for as long as it has, is on TV, a lot of times it looks like a guy standing around. But if you're in the arena and you are in the stadium, you see what they're doing. They're setting up a play. You see players starting to come around the other side, and you see what they're trying to accomplish. And it's fun to watch in person. And, you know, and that's kind of how I got into it, was I went to a U.S.-Mexico match. Ooh. At NRG,
yep.
And it was the first time I'd seen one in person, and it was amazing. And I just like, this is all stuff that I never knew was going on in the game. And I think you kind of get the same thing with hockey, because they focus so much on where the puck is, just like they focus on where
it's
the ball
movement,
is.
It's spatial. Yeah. It's hockey teams that sit on top of a goalkeeper are no different than teams that sit back and defend deep in soccer, and then you break out. I mean,
exactly.
There's a lot of similarities.
And the centering passes are so similar. You're trying to get someone in the middle to get on to get a point blank shot, and it's and I think that really, as much as I watch both of them, I see the same plays being run in both sports. It's just one of them's on ice and going a lot faster, but I really have come to appreciate just what great athletes these guys are, and I enjoy watching the occasional game. I have too much that I'm into that I'm never going to just drop.
No, you're into a lot of stuff. I'll tell people what he's into, but he's got more things going. We're going to talk about one of those things here in a minute. He's Fred Fowler of the Blitz, the highly rated Blitz. A.J. Hoffman, somewhere you're out there. Eat your heart out. Fred's down here with me. He's not your partner tonight. He's with me tonight, buddy. So you guys have a good thing going on that show. I love listening to you, and I'm fortunate that I follow you, quite frankly. Which is fun, and you only have to see me once a week because I'm only on once a week. So.
Well, it's funny. I always tell people we just try to have fun and hope people enjoy it. And so
but you guys
were
rough on me with my niece. Honestly. Oh, no, you guys were pretty rough on me
because it was funny, and that's the thing.
But you never crossed the line like AJ did.
Well, no, because I have a daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I said to him one night. Would you? Yeah.
I have a 17-year-old daughter, man. Yeah. I'm staying away from all of that.
Yeah. But so I promised you we were going to talk about your book, and I did that a couple weeks ago, or maybe months. The name of the book is Jesus Just Left Chicago. So the first thing I'm going to say, did you rip that off from Billy Gibbons and ZZ Top? Because they may be after you.
I didn't rip it off. It's an homage, because the idea came to me.
That was a joke.
I know. but and actually, I'd love for Billy Gibbons to read it. But, no, I mean, I was listening to the song one night, and I was thinking, and if you're familiar with it, it's Jesus just left Chicago. He's on his way to New Orleans. Well, where would he go in between? Well, he'd go out to Sam Houston Race Park and make everybody money. So that's why people start believing in him. And so it kind of grew and evolved over the years into what it is now, which is a gambling novel, a mafia novel. It's very graphic. There's spiritualism to it. And I think so far the response has been amazing in terms of people reading it. And I meant to bring you one tonight, but
yeah,
I'll get
I want
you,
my copy because I fly a lot and I need to read.
And it's there's been some parts of it that are very graphic that have surprised people, but for the most part, the response has been great. You can get it at JesusTheNovel.com. It's available in Apple Books, Nook, Kindle, print, of course, the audiobook, which I'm very proud of the audiobook because I use some of the people from our station. Jermaine Every voiced the Lewis character. Holly Seymour did the Mary character. John Granato did the mafia guy. And my son.
Good call there.
Yeah, my son actually did a couple of chapters as well. So that's really good if you're into audiobooks. You just go to JesusTheNovel.com and all of them are on there for you.
Name of the book is Jesus Just Left Chicago. He's author Fred Fowler, not only a radio host, amongst many other things. So how would you, what category would you put this book in?
You know, it's funny because I had to, when I was dealing with my agent, I had to come up with a category for it. And I would say basically what we wound up with was American drama. It's there's a lot of moving parts to it, but mostly it's about what we believe in as human beings from a spiritual perspective and that we follow money too much and that's money has become God in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the basic spiritual message. The rest of it's just, you know, fun characters from basically compilations of characters from my past.
Will you sign my copy?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
I want a signed copy.
The greatest soccer mind in the entire city.
Yeah, no, come on.
No, I give you grief for saying the best soccer show self-proclaimed. No, I'm proclaiming that. It's not self-proclaimed. If I say it, therefore it is the best soccer show.
We have some of the most educated soccer people in the country in this town. It's not a secret. We do realize that this city is full of soccer fans from all over the world. The diversity is a beautiful thing. And the other thing is guys like you and AJ have been good to the sport. We appreciate that. And so is David Gao and ESPN 97.5 because they do understand that this is a unique person. And by the way, I've had listeners from your show become people that like the sport of soccer now because they've listened to it and vice versa. So it really has worked in both directions. Thank you for coming out tonight, Fred, because
sure
I just got to pop Andrew on.
All right.
Again, the name of the book is Jesus Just Left Chicago from the brilliant Fred Fowler. Fred, thank you for coming in here tonight.
Thank you, brother. Anytime.
And showing up unannounced. I love that.
Anytime.
All right. Andrew Kapolsky joins me now. We've got an event we're going to be working on together. It's Snowdrop Foundation. It's Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Take it away, Andrew.
Glenn, it's great to finally get to work with you. You're a big supporter of finding a cure for kids' cancer, and Snowdrop Foundation is in the same boat, and we're battling together to find a cure for an awful disease and help these families out. On April 3rd at Federal Grill, we'll have our third Night for Champions benefiting Snowdrop Foundation, and this year we're going to be adding Curing Kids, Children's Cancer Fund.
Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Yeah, I'm a radio host. Curing Children's Cancer Fund.
So we're really
CCCFund.org.
We're real excited to have you and joined by Bill Brown and Bill Worrell with over 30 plus years for those two and a little less for you of stories traveling the world with those guys with the Rockets and the Houston Astros and you with the soccer as a player and as a broadcaster. With ESPN, the Houston Dynamo now, with the World Cup. So the stories are going to be tremendous. Just a great opportunity. It's a limited seats available, and it's a real intimate setting. So the guests really have a up close and personal, kind of like you're sitting at the dinner table. And just once you guys start talking, the memory is going to come back. And if you haven't been to Federal Grill yet, you're in for a treat.
Yeah, the food is awesome. I went to lunch with Andrew there. Federal Grill on Shepherd. It'll be 6:30 to 8:30. It's a three-course meal, whiskey flight. I personally, don't cross paths with Bill Worrell or Bill Brown. I've known Bill Worrell since way, way back. Bill Brown, I've gotten to know him. He's even been on the show. But I'm so interested to hear some of the things they're going to say. And they always, we always go back and forth, man, soccer's hard to call. And I'll be like, man, I couldn't call baseball or, basketball or, So I think there's a mutual respect there. But both these guys, I called them, Bill Worrell and Bill Brown, and both said right away, well, we would do it.
You know, that's the hardest thing about this. You need to have guests that really like to talk and have stories. And we've been lucky so far. The first time we did this 3 years ago, we had Juan Diaz, Rocky Juarez, and Raul Marquez.
A boxing theme that
big,
time.
Big box. We had Olympic fighters, world champions, and their stories are great from, fighting the Olympics. And Juan talked about, being bullied as an 8 and 9 year old. And, 10 years later, he's 4-time world champion. The last year we had former Houston Texans, Kylie Wong and Seth Payne and Travis Johnson. And the stories were great. Kylie talked about, Tiger Woods at Stanford. and this year you guys. So, if you're a sports fan, this is really a must. You're also supporting two great causes, and really, we're going to try to find a cure for kids' cancer and really help those families out.
Snowdrop Foundation, Curing Children's Cancer Fund. I'm going to mention Kevin Klein because he got the Snowdrop Foundation going. He's a huge part of this from 93Q. It's a night for champions. It's Bill Worrell, Bill Brown, legendary play-by-play guys. Federal Grill on Shepherd, 6:30 to 8:30. And the date of it again is
Wednesday, April 3rd.
April 3rd, Wednesday. You can get your tickets at snowdropfoundation.org, or you can go over to Facebook Soccer Matters. Andrew, thank you very much coming on, and then for your hard work for youth that are battling pediatric cancer. I'm impressed. I'd seen your name out there, and to meet you, you've impressed me greatly. So thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We've got an incredible interview coming up with Tyler Adams of the U.S. national team. You know him for being a player on Red Bull Leipzig now. His transition to playing in the German Bundesliga is unbelievable. But take note in this interview. This kid is only 20 years old. You've got to hear this. Coming up, Tyler Adams of the U.S. national team.
Hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
It's an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from King's Court in Edo. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From King's Court, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to our final segment down here at King's Court. A big thank you to everybody for coming out and all the guests that have been on the show here today ahead of the Dynamo Real Salt Lake this Saturday, their opening game, Major League Soccer 2019. And a quick word here from my friends at Advantage BMW Midtown. Driven one for years, I've leased, I've owned, I love the drive of a BMW. I also love that at Advantage BMW in Midtown, the customer service is second to none. In fact, I just had my vehicle in there the other day, took care of everything, got some new tires on it. Advantage BMW Midtown will cover you with sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. Get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go in there, say hello to Philip and Justin because they absolutely love soccer. Hey, another note here too. The Cyfair Dynamos Youth Soccer Club, big friend of mine, Olivia Finidori, Jim Walker, these guys are legends in youth soccer. We have a Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic in combination with Soccer Matters, March 17th at Dias Park. $50, get a t-shirt. All the proceeds go back to a 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, which is earmarked for pediatric cancer research. Thank you, Olivier Finidori and Puma Soccer for All for printing up the t-shirts. Sign up, participate, go to dynamosoccer.com, dynamosoccer.com, or cccfund.org. 15,000 plus youth yearly are diagnosed with cancer, and we're all
doing what we can to create awareness and raise some funds. Final interview here, Leipzig midfielder. He played with the New York Red Bulls, started at 16 years of age as a professional. He is now in the Bundesliga in Germany. He joined in January. He's already produced an assist. He has played numerous minutes for Red Bull Leipzig. He is a U.S. national team player as well. Likely will be in that squad that will take on Chile March 26th. You can get your tickets at ussoccer.com. He is midfielder Tyler Adams. Tyler, thank you as always for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Well, I guess the first thing, and I know some of my listeners would love to hear the answer to this. When you make the transition from the New York Red Bulls in Major League Soccer, the first day you walk in that locker room at Leipzig, how accommodating, how accepting are they of a guy who's going to come in there that they hope is going to help the club, but also is going to be competing for someone's job?
Yeah, I think the last part that you say is probably the biggest point, right? So you have to come in as a foreigner, and on your mind, you obviously want to go in, you want to make a strong impression, and you want to get minutes to get out on the pitch. But, you know, the biggest problem with that scenario is you want to make friends, but, you know, contradicting that is you're trying to take their position. So for me, of course, when you go into a new squad, you know, the first thing I look at is, of course, I'm moving to Germany. So, you know, you have the language barrier, you know, being a foreigner in a technically a small city in Germany, but it feels so big because everything's so new. But I come in here and I'm a little bit nervous, but really anxious to get started. And I think that you know, my calm confidence that I always carry with myself, you know, allowed me to come in and make a good impression along with making friends at the same time.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I think people, and I certainly have been impressed with, is just your maturity beyond years and your composure and things like that. How do you stay so grounded? How do you resist the trappings and sort of the temptations that, you know, we see professional athletes get sucked into all the time? You seem to have this down right now.
Yeah, so I think that for me, I really just give a lot of credit to my family and my brothers and, you know, the people that I surround myself with, because, you know, like you said, a lot of people get, you know, twisted into this mindset where, okay, maybe you're making money now and there's things like the glitter and the glam of the cars and you know, the next big trend. For me, it's more of, you know, taking care of business on the field, because, you know, that will set me up for the long term. And I enjoy every moment that I have out there, whether it's on the pitch, off the pitch with some close friends. And, you know, the joy of, you know, being able to step out on a soccer field every day and call that your job is such a privilege. But, you know, remembering where you came from and, you know, the people that I surround myself, like I said.
Tyler Adams joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. U.S. national team here March 26th. They will take on Chile. This is a great game to get tickets to. I would get them now. ussoccer.com. Come and see the great young players like Tyler Adams on this team. Okay, now what about the manager? What's it like with Ralf Rangnick at Leipzig? And is he a manager that talks to players a lot? Is he kind of an autocratic guy? Is he democratic? Does he talk to you a lot?
Yeah. Oh man, the coaching staff here has helped me tremendously. And obviously, you know, having a new coach like Ralf, who knows so much about the game and is so well renowned in Germany, it's been a privilege to come here. And you know, luckily for me, you know, his English is beyond perfect. He taught actually as a professor and learned a bit in England. So now having that ability to have conversations in depth with him before, you know, completely grasping the language has been tremendous for me. But whether it's video on the side after practice or if it's video after a game, you know, he's picking out the littlest of details that will help me, you know, move forward in the next step of my career.
You guys currently fourth in the Bundesliga behind Dortmund, Bayern Munich, and Mönchengladbach. I mean, every game is a game of importance. Transitioning from MLS to that type of pressure, I know you're equipped with all the tools, but was there anything unforeseen and unexpected that you got into?
No, so I think that for me, you know, the concept of pressure now here is, like you said, a bit different because, you know, in the MLS, if you have a bad season, you're not getting relegated. But now for us, you know, you have the pressure of, okay, if you have a bad season, you do get relegated. But at the same time, you know, now the club that I'm at is looked at as one of the, you know, the big four clubs almost in the Bundesliga. And, you know, we're pushing for a Champions League spot every year. So, you know, now as we sit in fourth place, you know, the pressure really becomes, you know, we need to make that Champions League spot because, you know, that makes your club, you know, so well known. And obviously the competition level for, you know, more young players to get that exposure is really important to the club and organization going forward.
Yeah, you got Wolfsburg at 38 points. You guys are on 42. They're in fifth right behind you. The fact that the Red Bulls plays in a similar system, obviously, in New York, how much of a factor was that in helping you to adjust here? or were there some nuances that were maybe different that the public doesn't realize?
No, it was tremendous. I mean, the styles of play are you know, almost identical. Of course, you have, you know, these little nuances and niches that you said, you know, that make a difference in helping you progress. But I think that for me, I was at a huge advantage coming in, you know, also playing under a coach in Jesse Marsh, who is now the assistant here, and how much he, you know, was able to grasp and progress as a coach in his 6 month, you know, tenure here so far, has been able to help me so much.
Yeah, you got two of the biggest stories, you and Jesse Marsh at Leipzig. I think it's absolutely, I think it's wonderful. And then all the other young guys that are now in Germany, you know, the Josh Sargents, the Weston McKennies, you guys all seem to me to be mature beyond your years, but you're also guys that are really trying to kind of stick the flag in the ground for the American player in the Bundesliga. Do you feel any of that, or am I really just kind of reaching for stars here?
No, you're absolutely not reaching for stars. I think that, you know, like I said earlier on, is, you know, as a foreigner, you just want to make it known that, you know, the U.S. isn't just one of those countries that is this huge country, and soccer and football is not really, you know, talked about or practiced there. I think that you really want to make it known that, you know, we have this sense of optimism going forward of you know, a lot of bright young talent. And it's about optimizing that talent to the best of our ability, because, you know, we can sit here and talk about, you know, how many young stars we have the potential of making, but now it's up to us, the guys that are being talked about, you know, to go out there every weekend and perform, because you know, we want to live up to the hype, so to speak, and I think that's important for us, because, you know, we're working as hard as we can to progress and develop, to, you know, look forward to the things like the World Cup, the Gold Cup, and stuff like that, to really prove our cases.
Tyler Adams joining us. U.S. will take on Chile March 26th right here in Houston, Texas. USsoccer.com to get your tickets. You know what's kind of befuddled me, Tyler, is people talking about the U.S. national team, and, you know, there's, why should we be interested? And I'm like completely the other direction, and I think there are people that are in my camp too. I'm totally enthralled with what's going on with young talents like you guys. I mean, you guys are the new Blooms. I mean, this has refreshed me with the national team, and I think as much as we didn't want to miss a World Cup, this is one of the positives that has come out of it now. With all of you young guys, do you get that sense sometimes that, you know, what are people talking about? We got all these great young guys that are developing and are going to be future stars of the national team.
Exactly. And I look at it the same way. You know, as much as it was a failure in so many people's eyes, and let alone, I think people forget that, you know, we've reflected in the mirror, and we have to realize that, you know, there were mistakes being made, and obviously those games didn't go as planned, but, you know, with every failure is obviously an opportunity, and would this opportunity have come this early for all these young players? That would be, you know, the biggest question to ask, and luckily enough, you know, I've gotten personally so many opportunities to grow and get this international exposure, and ultimately that has also helped me with, you know, my move to where I am today, and I'm fortunate enough for that. So I think that now, as we progress and have shown that, you know, a bunch of young players can make a difference at the international level, more and more, you know, young players will get that opportunity too.
Yeah, it's super exciting, and there's American players making things happen in differing leagues around the world. We're talking to Tyler Adams of the U.S. men's national team. Started with Red Bull 2, the reserve team of the Red Bulls, and through their academy, I believe. Then playing in Major League Soccer with Red Bull teams that won the Supporter Shield, and now on to Leipzig in the German Bundesliga, where he regularly plays in front of huge crowds each and every weekend. What can you say about the German soccer culture? I once, for ESPN, called a U.S.-Germany game in Dortmund, and the German soccer culture, to me, is as good as any in the world.
Yeah, it's second to none. To come to a city where, you know, everybody, you know, awaits, you know, the 5 days leading up to the Saturday or Friday, you know, prepare for a big game. It doesn't matter if you're playing a team that's in relegation or, you know, the team that's in first place. You know, everyone's showing out and devotes their time to that weekend. It's been amazing, you know, to see the amount of people walking into a game and, you know, regularly play in front of, you know, 45,000 fans, you know, at your home stadium. It's been tremendous. And, you know, you immediately fall in love with it because, you know, growing up, these are the atmospheres that you dream of playing in front of. And I think that, you know, the big moments, those are, you know, the games that people show up in and the best players show up in. So you really want to get the best of it every single weekend.
You know, I've done thousands of interviews, and I always know in interviews whether people are really engaged with me or not. And even though you're in Germany right now, I really feel you and I are having a real conversation and a real interview where you're not distracted by something else. And that means a lot. What would you say to that to players in Major League Soccer? Because Major League Soccer players get some really good platforms, and I don't think they always take full advantage of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, you know, for me, it's always easy to have a natural conversation. I just feel that, you know, every opportunity that I get, you know, I'll pick up another follower or another fan out there that supports me. And I think that's the biggest thing, and supports the culture of the game. And, you know, moving forward, that's all we want to do, right? We want to build a game. We want to have another young player be developed and look up to you. And I think that, you know, I just want to be the best role model that I can be for a lot of young players that you know, have a dream of doing exactly what I was when I was in their shoes.
Yeah, I absolutely love that, because my nephew was in and around, you know, the academy system in New Jersey, and I remember him mm-hmm. talking about you, and I had a conversation with him earlier this morning, and he goes, oh, that's awesome. I've been watching him yeah. in the Bundesliga. So you do have a huge impact, and you will sell tickets based off this interview, I guarantee you, for the March 26th game. So U.S. Soccer, say thank you to Tyler Adams, and thank you, U.S. Soccer, for getting him on the show. All right, so let's continue on here real quick. You as a player, sometimes the less glorious things are impactful things as a midfield player. You bring those. What are some of those yeah. ways that you feel personally, you, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, that you impact a game with the way you play?
Yeah, for me, you know, I'm often described as kind of like the little pit bull of the team. You know, I just want to be that player that guys don't really enjoy playing against. And I think that for me, you know, one of the guys that I've looked up to for, you know, the past couple of years is N'Golo Kanté. You know, everything that he does isn't the prettiest. You know, he's not in the position that he's in to make the game look pretty. You know, for me, he's one of those guys that, you know, you come out of a game or you win a championship, and most likely he's the reason why that you won that championship. You know, whether it's ground that he covers, the tackle that he might make 80 yards away from, you know, the goal that leads to a goal. You know, he makes all these little plays that really make the difference. And I think that I, you know, kind of try to emulate my game off of that and look at some of the best players in the world at why they're so good at that.
He's Tyler Adams, formerly of the New York Red Bulls, now Leipzig in Germany, fourth in the German Bundesliga table. And the United States national team here March 26th, and the U.S. will be taking on Chile in that game. Tickets at ussoccer.com. This is a young talent amongst many that you want to come and watch the new national team. So what about Greg Berhalter? You know him well. You know the way his teams have played in Major League Soccer. What can you say about him that is connecting with you young guys now? Because managers have to change now dealing with younger players in the modern game.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. You know, obviously I've had the opportunity to play against, you know, some of Greg's team, and the football that they play is, you know, tough to play against, especially, you know, the way Red Bulls plays. I think that for me it's going to be exciting, because I've had conversations with him now, and you know, he's so excited to have, you know, what will most likely be a full group going into these March friendlies, you know, obviously, you know, other than injuries and stuff like that may occur. But yeah, he's bringing an exciting style, and he wants to have a real identity behind this thing. So I think that, you know, as a young player to come and try to learn, you know, a different style of play and how exactly he wants to go about these things to get results, it will be fun, and I think I'm looking forward to it.
How important is it for a manager to be inspiring? Because, you know, we see some that are really struggling in big clubs around the world, and we see others that are sort of these inspirational guys, and you kind of are sitting there watching on television, you go, man, I'd love to play for that guy.
Yeah, so I think that for me, it's almost less of the inspiring, sort of speak, like not like a motivational speaker, but you want a coach that has all the players' attentions. You want the players to buy into, you know, whether it's the system or the belief of how he sees the game the most. And I think that that's when you really get the most out of players. Like, if you can have a coach that whatever they say, the players aren't going, you know, after one saying, yeah, well, this is, you know, not really what we want to do, or this is not really how I feel about it, then you're going to get the maximum potential out of all of your players. And I think that going forward, that, you know, guys are excited to be in the national team and have an identity and really, you know, try to establish themselves in a team and find their role. And I think that's what's really important.
Tyler, take me back a couple of months ago, September 11th, 2018, playing against Mexico, you score. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was emotional, right? Because obviously it was such an important day in the year, obviously being on 9/11. And I think that's what was most important for me. You know, obviously getting a win is something that I wanted. To score the goal was kind of like a cherry on top. But it was, you know, the meaning of what it meant to more people, you know, that they could get a smile on their face for the day and you know, not really have to think about such an emotional moment. And you know, that took place in a lot of people's lives. Obviously, I was so young, and it was hard for me to understand the complete impact that it had on myself, but, you know, the people around me and so forth. I think that was the biggest part for me.
Yeah, wow. How insightful from you. Wappinger, New York, that's where you grew up. You used to drive back and forth to training. Your family drove you, I guess your parents, your mom. That's a lot of driving back and forth. But, you know, on those car rides back and forth, what was going through the mind of a young guy trying to make it in soccer? Were you doing homework? What was going on?
Yeah, so fortunately enough, you know, I had parents that were willing to make such a commitment. And you know, for me, it was such late night sometimes. Homework on the way down, and you know, whether it would be light in the car and it would be too dark on the way back, so I'd get a meal. But I was fortunate enough to, you know, catch some sleep on some of those long nights while, you know, my mom had to drive, and then, you know, the next day wake up and go to work in the morning. So it wasn't the easiest for her. You know, for a young kid like me, it's, you know, get out and have all this adrenaline to play soccer at 8 at night, and at 10 that I'm going to sleep on my way home, and then wake up, go to school, and I can't wait for soccer the next day.
Yeah, that is incredible. There's one thing for sure, and it comes through in the interview, but it comes through watching you play. You truly put first the enjoyment playing the game, don't you? Isn't that a prerequisite for success and going on in the game?
100%. And, you know, like I always say, like, if you're not having fun doing what you're doing, then are you in the right profession, the right job? Is, you know, for me, I don't have to call it a job. I just get to go out and have fun every single day. And you know, what a blessing that is, and a huge opportunity for me is, you know, I want to make the most of it while I can. You know, you never know, you know, what could happen. And I think that for me, you know, going out there with a smile on my face is the least I can do every day.
Tyler, we thank you so much for coming on. We look forward to hopefully seeing you down here in Houston, as long as Leipzig lets you go. To play against Chile, ussoccer.com is where you can get your tickets. This is a great rising young talent. By the way, you can probably watch them this weekend on Fox. You guys are taking on Nuremberg this weekend. What's it going to be like to play against them?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, they're in a tough position right now on the table, and, you know, any away game you can't take for granted. So it's an important one in the Champions League race for us, and, you know, we're going to go out there with our eyes set on 3 points.
He's Tyler Adams. Tyler, thank you so much from Germany, and thank you for staying up to do this interview with us.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Tyler Adams, U.S. national team and Leipzig. How impressive is Tyler Adams? That is a young man mature beyond his years. Absolutely impeccable interview. Very impressive young man, and we look forward to seeing him in Houston again. It is Chile against the United States, March 26th. You get your tickets at ussoccer.com. Don't forget to go to the podcast, podcastarena.com, or on iTunes. To everybody down here at Kings Court, we thank you very much. You can get your Soccer Matters merchandise at Facebook Soccer Matters. But thank you to Jay and everybody here at Kings Court tonight, all that have come out and supported the radio show, and all of our guests here tonight on the program. And again, we thank, as we leave, our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. DaspitLaw.com. Don't forget Dynamo Opener this Saturday. Real Salt Lake. Get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Be there on opening day. The Dynamo always produce. They did last year against Atlanta. Then Tuesday, it's CONCACAF Champions League against Tigres. My thanks to everybody in here tonight and to Kings Court. To our producer, Andrew, to Victor, and also Tyler Scott. We appreciate all the efforts tonight. Great job. And until next week, remember, soccer matters.
ESPN 97.5.